Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. And I want to say this. I'm going to get right at introducing you to Mary Rose Campbell. And the reason I want to do that is because we are on the verge of talking about one of the most important energies for women of our time. And when we talk about this, it's about breakthrough to possibilities. And what does that mean? Well, it means words, but it also takes form. Today, you're going to get a taste of the online International Conference for Women on one of my favorite words for us, resilience. Today, we're going to take a walk with Mary Rose about what does this mean and how is it that someone like she creates a conference to highlight one of the most important issues of our time. Now, why do we say that? In the face of COVID, we never thought we would be talking about that level of resilience, that level of, let's just say, get it done-ness, than now and what we're faced with. So whether it's a passion for helping people to become the best they could be, past accomplishments, her life, her work, you know, looking at disempowered individuals, right? Including people that are, let's say, physically challenged, like the blind, the elderly, the incarcerated, we have that in common, and those with mental illness, we have that in common as well, and addictions. But it doesn't matter what the age is, both men and women alike, including the LGBTQ populations. You know, one of the populations, the high suicide rate that no one is really talking about, but here we are, she is. So what is it that kept her moving forward to create this platform, this beautiful way to really pinpoint that whatever you think you are, whatever you think you have as women, it is much more than that. Welcome to the show. It's great to have you here, Mary Rose.
Thank you so much for the invitation. And I am delighted. I'm a little overwhelmed with your introduction of me. Thank you.
And it probably for me, I could have gone on. I mean, you have made a conscious decision to step forward in life, this life, maybe past lives, but this life in particular, and look around you and say, there is a gap. I need to fill it. There is a gap. We need this kind of support. I want to ask you about how you became you. And there's always a story behind that. Otherwise, you would not have created this women's conference. There's something in you. I want to know what that is. So does our audience.
Well, I'm not going to go back to the beginning of all of it, but I think this section, this segment, essentially, of my life started with the last recession. It was brutal for me. I had a nonprofit organization that focused on incarcerated populations of men, women, and children. We made some incredible breakthroughs in Georgia and Florida, and with the last recession, all of that went down the hill and out the door, as well as my own personal finances as well. So I was like kind of held with all this, like, okay, what do I do now? And my younger son invited me to go hiking in Scotland with him. And so he's like, hey, Mom, don't you want to go hiking in Scotland? I'm like, no. my feet hurt. I stopped dancing, which I love to do, because my feet hurt. I didn't know why my feet hurt, because I didn't have health insurance. I was like, how do I do this? And I had participated in a lot of numerous different genres of transformational sort of work that essentially was feel the freer, do it anyway. There was just all this context. And how I describe my son is that he took the scenic route through adolescence. And for him to be a young man in his 20s asking his mother to go hiking in Scotland with him, like, who am I to say no? So I tell you, I was totally confronted. I was sitting on my sofa and I was thinking, you know, how can I do this? How can I do this? And so I finally, you know, after 2 weeks of keeping my bun on the sofa, I finally got up and put on my tennis shoes and walked out around the block, and I thought I would die. And I thought, okay, I got to do this. And so I, you know, it just, there was just, you know, like energy. Okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. It put me, I got up to 3 miles. We were going to do 57 miles in Scotland over 5 days. That was, you know, hike from bed and breakfast to bed and breakfast. And it took something for me to do that. And there were stories along, there were, you know, we can't go because of this, and you can't go because of this. And, you know, I didn't have any credit. I didn't have any money. I, you know, started working with a company. I was trying, you know, I was working with the severely mentally challenged people who are mental illness, people with mental illness in Atlanta. And it was like, okay, how can I create this? And then, so my getting out of that, letting my community know, and there being a stand. Somebody told me about this woman who was a hiking coach. She was just creating her business about being a hiking coach. It's like, oh my God. So I called her, and she's one of my speakers. It was amazing. And I told her, I don't want to sleep on the ground. We created hiking weekends, hiking days here and there, day trips, staying in little cabins or places all over Georgia and Virginia and on the Appalachian Trail. And she was just an absolute stand for me to have breakthroughs in whatever area of life I wanted to. And so she's been an incredible friend since then. She has her own life coaching business, and she's hiked the Appalachian Trail several times. And her name is Regina Ryder. So breaking through that really provided me with an opportunity. And coming through that, I also wrote a book that's going to be, it'll be republished soon. It should be on Kindle Vision, on Kindle for within the next few days. And it is called This: Lessons for an Extraordinary Life. So in the book, I actually talk about the things that the things that I confronted and how I broke through those and the things I confronted. But it's not about me, guys. It's like, I am no different than any other woman. Every single woman has broken through barriers. And sometimes we forget. We forget that wellspring of inspiration and ability. And we hear other people saying, no, you can't do that. You can't do that. Or why do you think you can do that? Or no, you're not, you know, you're not smart enough. You're not fit enough. You're not whatever. And what there is for us to do is just to get out there and do it. And so my intention is with this conference is to focus on the life coaching that some of them offer, the extraordinary way these women have recreated themselves, regardless of what their circumstances were. And there's some interesting circumstances among the five women that will be speaking.
Yeah. You know what? I got to tell you this. You get some enormous calluses from working up to everybody's cants. Like when you spend your time to work up to everybody else's, you can't do this, you can't do that, you'll never be this, you shouldn't do this, you will get calluses on parts of your body you don't even know you have. And you know, we get, as women, we get enough calluses. We get enough because we're building up a level of resilience that we don't talk about enough. And, you know, sometimes, you know, what happens is because we don't talk from that place of heart to share our stories, people don't understand that this isn't just not you and it's not me. Everybody listening has got that resilience momentum inside of them. Talk about what your vision is through this conference for igniting that in women worldwide.
Well, all that we've gone through and all that we've gone through the past year, you know, some of it has been election, regardless of which side of the fence that you're on with that. Yeah. It's been COVID. It's been women who have been single, you know, and I want to acknowledge there are men out there who have have the responsibility of it all too.
Yeah.
But frequently women are the ones that are, but of course they're going to end up taking it over, because that's essentially historically what we've done. In the African-American community, of course, there was the women that, you know, the men frequently were sold off to other landowners so that they could not be a part. So there's a major responsibility that they've had that they've taken on. So what I want this time is I want every woman who watches this conference, I want every one of them to be able to look and see, oh wow, I could do that. Oh wow, she's showing up just like I'm doing, or she had some concerns like I have. And wow, I want people to not look at me and say, well, Mary Campbell, Mary Rose Campbell could do that. I couldn't do that, but Mary, you know, and people have told me that in the past. I want people to see that they are themselves and they have the deep wellspring of abilities to break through whatever they want to break through in.
And, you know, this is exactly for me what motivated me to step out into the world in a way that I didn't plan. I mean, I dialed a wrong phone number 16 years ago. That's why we're talking. And the network got started in the same way 10 years ago, going on 11. But that's not what's inside of us. See, that thing inside of us is the thing that allows us to dial a wrong phone number, a misdialed phone number, let's call it, and not hang up because we know that there's a there. Isn't that sort of the sense of the women that are coming forward? And part of the message of the conference is to remind us that there is a there, that, you know, you're managing kids and COVID and everything else and what you're experiencing now. And I got to tell you, that 2008, 2009, that deal right there, mm-hmm. that was a showstopper.
It was brutal.
That was a showstopper. That was brutal. That was brutal. And we learned from it. We learned from it. Yeah. I want to ask you, right, first of all, let's stop for a moment and let's make sure people know how to become part of the conference. Give people information about what they need to know, how to follow you on social media, website, anything you'd like to share with folks today.
Okay, let me see if I have this.
I can tell. I got it here in front of me.
Okay, so, well, why don't you tell them, because I don't have it exactly right here.
So for those of you, if you're on Facebook, you want to be looking up Resilient Women's Conference. If you put that in, the page will come up, and you will take a look and you'll see what this is about. It's an international conference on resilience for women. And we're going to talk about, you know, right here in a minute, we're going to talk about the people that are stepping up, you know, to participate in the conference. So that's the first thing you should know. The second thing is you can go to the website resilientwomens.com. And when you get there, you're going to be able to see the guest speakers. You're going to be able to go over and look at how to register for this. How to follow the events on social media. It's all there. And it talks about what this is about. You know, it talks about the purpose, the passion, what coming together is about. And it really talks about that in normal times, the burdens of work and family and stress to women, they're there. But in 2020, all you need to do is do an exponential algorithm to say whatever that was, put it on there. I agree with you. There are men I know, one of them happens to be my producer. There are men that know what it's like to raise children, to make sure you have a job, to be there when you need to be there, and to be the best you could be. It's a resilience, right? That somehow you learn over time. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important that we do honor that. But right now, we have something going on that we need to acknowledge. And that is, how can people learn from the speakers? Let's talk about the speakers, if we could.
Okay. So I've spoken a bit about Regina. I've known Regina for a number of years, and she's been an extraordinary asset to my life. She offers hikes with forgiveness walks using radical forgiveness as the background for that. So it's not only hiking, it's also working on what is it that you're holding on to? What is it that's preventing you from really breaking through what you want? Jaha Zanabu is just amazing. I met her when she was in Atlanta a number of years ago, and she's fun and spontaneous. She lives in LA now. She writes like in your friggin' face poetry.
Yeah.
And she's also an artist, and she is dynamite. I just can't wait for you to hear her. My friend Wendy Lippert, I know all of these women personally. Wendy Lippert was one of the women that I enrolled in leading programs in the prisons. And she did a marvelous job with men and women in Georgia and Florida. She's just an absolute stand that people get past their circumstances and create a fabulous life. Dr. Linda Chen, I don't know her, haven't known her as long, but I had a conversation with her last night. She has an interesting story of addictions and breakthrough, and she creates dynamite support for ministers and for chaplains and for people all around. She was really excited she told me that she was really excited to be able to present here because she has friends and relatives that don't do the church thing necessarily. And this is an opportunity. I told her, I said, now look, we're not doing a church thing here. And she said, okay, I got it. So you'll even if you know Linda and you know where she's coming from and you've heard her before, what you will hear this time will be different. And the last gal that I've got is Molly Welch. And I met Molly on a group, and I'll give a plug for this, the Daily Huddle, started from two guys in the Atlanta area. It meets Monday through Friday for half an hour at 9 o'clock Eastern time. And Molly was on this program, and she kind of talked a little funny, and she's a young woman, a very beautiful woman. I was like, what is the story with Molly? And I found out she was on her way back to Auburn University from the Atlanta area and was texting while driving and was involved in a horrendous automobile accident. She has had to learn to talk again. She's had to learn to walk again. I mean, what this young, and she has created her own nonprofit. She speaks to schools and groups about paying attention when you're driving. But also, she is like, she's amazing to be able to create her life entirely newly than what she thought it was going to be a few years ago. So, and our MC for the night, for the afternoon, is going to be Cheryl Girl. Cheryl Patterson is amazing. She's from the Charlotte area and has been had her own show on radio in the past. So I think we've got a dynamic lineup. I think folks will really enjoy this. It'll be fun. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll be amazed. You will be inspired. You will be think, oh my God, what could I take on next? That's my intention. Yeah.
What I love about this is, you know, this is for me what I do every day, but everybody has a resilience story. Everybody has, you know, been and rode the wave of resilience building, and they come from some of the most horrific life events, right? But part of it, and the women that you just, you know, introduced, is we go through an event and we're almost like the Viktor Frankl of our time.
Yeah.
We go through the events and now we have a new perspective to talk about them in a way that could help others. I mean, I joke about the first 19 years of my life. I joke about it now a little bit, and people are like, dude, your mom committed suicide when you were six. What are you joking about? Well, I don't joke about my mom's suicide. I talk about where I was when that happened and what the circumstance was at age 6 years old in a Catholic boarding school. But there's a message that we can deliver to everyone. Mm-hmm. Tell me about your vision for the message in this conference and what you hope women will be inspired to absorb and embrace.
My thought is women are coming forth. You know, there's evidence of it, you know, with Congress, with Kamala, you know, coming in as the vice president-elect. And so I just want more women to really think, what could I do? What could I take on? You know, I might be able to take on county commissioner. I might take on, you know, just going, let me go to the school board meetings and find out what's going on. What do they do? And so, you know, like maybe I want to step forward. Maybe I want to be on the school board. Maybe I have something to offer people. Maybe people would listen to me. And how would I do that? And so, yeah, it's like, oh my God, like I'm not a speaker. No, I can't be a speaker. But you know, you get into your, you know, your stand that what I want is a transformation of the prisons. I have to be able to talk to people. And then what you do is you put yourself in a course or whatever else that would have you break through whatever it is that you think you can't do in the area of public speaking. I mean, you know, if something becomes important enough to you, you figure it out. You think, you know, like,
yeah,
and you will see things around you where other people have done that. I want my organization to be one of those. My organization, company that I have is Yippie LLC, you know, like Yippie, you know, this is about taking your life on and that's who you are is, wow, what could I do next? So, yeah.
That is so funny because if you ask anybody here how I sign a lot of my emails, I have two words I use, Yippie or Yahoo. Yeah. And I want to just make sure everybody knows the date. It is December 5th, 2020. And I want to make sure you go to the website, resilientwomenswithanSconference.com. Mm-hmm. And when you get there, there'll be a way for you to register. So it's December 5 mm-hmm. at noon, at right? Noon and Eastern I just want to make sure everybody knew. So it's noon, 4 p.m. That can't be right. It's noon to 4 p.m. Eastern time. So
right.
We got to be clear about that. Noon to 4 p.m. Eastern time, which is 9, mm-hmm. right? 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. Pacific time, just to be clear. But when you go over there, you'll see how to register. When you register, there'll be information on the website for what steps to take next, information about the conference, all of the above. Also, if you go to social media, you'll be able to go to Facebook. If you go to facebook.com, resilient-women's-conference, there you are. I want to thank you for today. I mean, we've talked about quite a bit. And, you know, this is a conference that I'm excited that you've created because it's been a really long time. And I don't know if we went through a lull in sort of women's conferences, mm-hmm. but there is now an energy to do a lot more of this. What's your vision for the future?
I see women leading us. You know, I don't want to diss white men. There are many that are fabulous and awesome, and there need to be more women involved in what's going on. And so I see more and more people stepping up. You know, I don't know where it's going to go. I don't know what my vision is. You know, I just want every single person to be touched by something that inspires them. And I hope that this will be one of the things that does that.
I am sure it will be. And the reason I'm sure about it is because it's time. You know, we are at a point where we're being given almost an ultimatum to be more than we ever thought we could be,
right.
To do more than we ever thought we could do, and to share the energy of possibilities in ways we hadn't even thought before. And Mary, that's what you're doing. And I want to honor you and the work that you're doing.
Thank you.
And I want to say to everybody out there, please, what's your website?
My website that I have up, I run just a few clients. I don't coach many, but my website is yippielifecoach.com.
I love that.
Yippielifecoach.com. And my book, Lessons for an Extraordinary Life, will be available through Amazon. The Kindle version will be $10.
Soon. When's that coming out?
It should. We were going to try to get it up last weekend, and it will be done within the next couple of days.
Oh, so like right around the corner. All
yeah,
right.
Right here.
Wow.
Yeah,
really excited about it. Thank you so much. We'll be talking again. Everybody get out there and look at this. Please look at this conference on resilience. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back. Lights go out and I can't be saved. Tides that I try.